Hey everyone, it's R.R. Campbell, your host of the listener-supported R.R. Campbell Writescast, checking in before this episode begins to share some exciting news. My debut novel, Accounting for It All, is to be published with Nine Star Press in November of 2018. Accounting for It All is the story of adult film star turned accountant Robin Weathers, who must evade an IRS investigation into a money laundering scheme to which she was unwittingly a part. Oh, and the woman Robin's always considered to be the love of her life? Yeah, she's back in the picture, finally ready to try to make things work. For more about Accounting for It All, you can visit rrcampbellwrites.com/books. That's rrcampbellwrites.com/books. I look forward to sharing Robin's story with all of you in November 2018. All right, time for your regularly scheduled programming. Thanks for listening. Like the Legend of Zelda franchise says, it's dangerous to go alone. Writing itself may be a solitary activity, but there's no need to do everything in writing land solo. In fact, there's a great wide world of wonderful writerly friendships and networking opportunities available to us if we just know where to look. And what better place to meet other writers, agents, and editors than at a writing conference? Well, this episode's guest joins me to talk about what a writing conference is, why they're so valuable, and what you can do to maximize your takeaways from these fantastic events. Hey there, I'm R.R. Campbell, and welcome to episode 33 of your listener-supported R.R. Campbell Writescast. This episode's guest is Lori Scheer, director of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's annual Writers Institute, the Midwest's premier writing conference. Aside from her expertise as a conference director, Lori is also the former vice president of programming for WE, Women's Entertainment. She's also worked as an assistant, D-girl, and producer for ABC, Viacom, Showtime, and AMC Cablevision. As if that weren't enough, she's also been an instructor at Northwestern, UCLA, American University, and Yale. Her book, Creative Careers in Hollywood, and her DVD, How to Pitch and Sell Your Manuscript, are favorites among the screenwriting community. I could go on, but you get the picture. Lori really knows her stuff, and I'm so glad she joined me for this conversation. Before we get to it, I'll actually be attending the 2018 Writers Institute in Madison, Wisconsin myself. I'll have a spot set up in the bookstore where you can swing by and learn more about this very podcast, and grab yourself a Writescast sticker to boot. I'll also be part of Saturday's book signing event from 12:25 to 2 p.m. I may not have books available to sign until next year at this time, but I'll be hanging out to talk shop, my future releases, and answer questions you might have about the show or other resources like it. Definitely be sure to swing by and say hello. It's always great to meet listeners to this podcast. All right, without further ado, let's get to my Writescast conversation with Lori Scheer, conference director for the annual UW-Madison Writers Institute. Thanks as always for listening. Well, thank you, Lori, very much for joining me on this episode of the Writescast.
Yes, hi. Thank you. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us a little bit.
Yeah, I'm really excited about today's topic because, of course, I have personal experience with it, and you have tons of experience with it as well, of course. So we're going to be talking about writing conferences. And for those listeners who might not be especially familiar, let's maybe start with a bird's eye view. What is it that writers can expect when they're attending a writer's conference?
That's a good question because a lot of people are not sure. So thanks for starting with that. You know, writers, most writers, myself included, unless you have a writing partner, most writers work alone and they prefer that. And they don't realize that every other writer, pretty much every other writer, has the same experiences that they do. So I find that people come to the conference, my conference and other writing conferences, and they meet other people who have the same fears, who have the same doubts about their writing, they have the same energy, they're not sure if they're writing well, all of those things. And one of the best and first things that people learn at a writing conference is that there's lots of other people just like them. So that right there, and sometimes that keeps people away. They're a little bit frightened, oh, I'm not a good enough writer, or maybe I haven't written anything yet, but I have lots of ideas. And I just want to say, I want to encourage everyone, whether you're just thinking about writing, or you're not sure about your writing, or you're on your 10th novel, everyone is invited. Everyone is there. There's no judgment. You can meet other people and learn from that. So that's the first thing, is meeting others who are doing the same thing you are, and then having the opportunity to also meet the speakers and the agents and the professionals from the publishing companies. You're in the same room. You know, we offer a mixer, a Friday night mixer, and you're right there. You can have a drink with the agent. And a lot of people are intimidated by agents and realize, you know what, these people are doing their job and they're looking for work, their material, clients and such, and you're the writer who may have exactly what they're looking for. So networking is a big part of this.
It really is, and I'll jump in on that point as well, because I'm the kind of guy who was, you know, out in the world sort of writing by himself, and it wasn't, in fact, until I came to not the conference that we're going to be looking at more closely today, but it was just a shorter self-publishing seminar that had to be in like 2011 or something like that. And it was through that just one day seminar that I had an opportunity to meet an individual who brought me into his critique group. I've been doing that now for 5 or 6 years. And over the course of those 5 or 6 years, you start attending more conferences, you meet people, you know, like yourself and Kristen Oakley, who we've also had on this show. And it's really nice to build a strong local network of other writers, because you have the opportunities to share, like you said, and those doubts and those fears, and also those aspirations, and help one another improve.
It's also this, sounds a little much, but it's a transformative experience. You know, we hope that everyone who attends, and I know this has happened in the past, they'll remember that. Like you just said, the one from 2011 or whatever, and people say, you know, oh, that weekend, oh, it was great. That's when I met so-and-so, and since then I've been writing better, or I, just as you said, I'm part of a critique group now. And that experience of being there together with those other people has changed your writing as that writer for the better. So the event, just being there, is a great, great benefit for most writers.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And now that we've kind of taken a look at conferences in general, and, you know, one of these great benefits being the opportunity to network and commiserate and celebrate alongside one another, let's maybe focus in a little bit more on the University of Wisconsin Writers Institute, which is the conference for which you are the director, of course. So why don't you let listeners know, you know, when is this conference held, and what are some things that the Institute does or offers that set it apart from other conferences?
Yeah, it's coming up. It's usually held in the spring. It's April 12th through the 15th this year. We've grown it from 2 days to 4 days, so Thursday through Sunday. It's held at the Madison Concourse Hotel, which is a wonderful venue. They're very good to us. They make the hotel feel like home. Everything takes place pretty much on the one floor, so we all become part of a family. What this conference offers is the opportunity to pitch with agents. It also offers opportunity to pitch your idea to publishing companies. So we're offering both self-publishing and traditional publishing. All options are there for writers, because we've had success with we've had writers who've had success with both venues. I also like to really celebrate our successes. So we have a success panel, and every year I've had upwards of 15 people on this panel, sometimes maybe 5 or 6. But that means someone who has attended the Writers Institute or one of our programs at UW, and as a result has been published, self-published or traditional publishing. So the success panel is really this moment where I let each and every author say, here's what I did, here's my book, and then we have a book signing, selling and signing event on Saturday. Usually the success panel is on Friday. And so many people will come up to me after the panel and say, I'm going to be on that panel next year. And it's this motivating factor, this wonderful thing. And I'm like, I hope you are, and I want you to be, because I want to hear about the success stories. So that's a big thing that separates us from other conferences. We also offer these mixer and networking events. You can be signing and selling your book next to Hank Philippi Ryan, who is a very well-known mystery writer, or Michael Perry, who is an amazing local writer here in the Midwest. And you're right there signing and selling your book, and you might just have a first young adult novel. And it's a great feeling. You feel like a real writer. Of course you are, but to have that opportunity to be in the same room with other established writers is something that we like to offer at this conference.
Yeah, and I think, you know, all of that is just really, it's a great thing to be a part of. And one of the things that I also really like, because these are, of course, other things that have stuck with me over the course of the years, is the opportunity to attend these different seminars or classes or these short, you know, it's a 5 or a 50-page critique group. And those are things that I really like as well, because it's an opportunity to learn from other authors who have been there. They have the opportunity to present on something like scene structure, or they talk about dramatic irony, or they just break down the difference between young adults and middle grade, for example. There are so many really great conversations to be a part of, and that's another thing that I really love about the Institute every year.
Exactly. And also the new publishing trends. I do my best to take a look at the individuals who are out there and what they're doing differently and what they're offering, both from the publishing point of view and from the agent point of view, and make sure that I bring a diverse amount of people to the conference that wouldn't automatically be here in the Midwest. A lot of our people are coming from coasts, and certainly Chicago in the Midwest too. We have wonderful individuals who know this information here also. But I like to bring everybody in, all the different points of view. I let people know you're not going to hear the same thing. One speaker is going to say something very different than the next speaker, and it's because that was their experience. There isn't one way to get published. There are many different ways, and what's unique for you is the way that you'll get published. Come and talk to these people, hear how they did it, and that's one of the best ways to figure out how you'll get published.
Right, and with there being so much to learn, so much to do, and so much to see at these conferences, what can and should a writer do to really make sure they're making the most of their time while they're in attendance?
I think the one of the best pieces of advice I can say is take a look at the schedule ahead of time. And our schedule is up on our website, and you could even print it out if you want, but really take a look at what you definitely want to see. If you're working on the revision of your novel, then take a look at all of those particular sessions. Planning ahead of time is one of the best ways to make sure that you don't miss a session. We do break things down according to tracks, meaning this year we have tracks, all of the sessions that are about writing, and then all of the sessions that are about publishing. And then those are broken down from self-publishing to traditional publishing, and from fiction, nonfiction, and other aspects of writing. So it's there for you to plan ahead of time. I think that's one of the best things. And also take a look at who these speakers are. Read their bios. Find out that they're writing that young adult book just like you are, and maybe a children's book. And make sure that you go to one of their sessions, or that you meet them at the mixer, or, as you mentioned earlier, have an advanced critique with them, because you're going to learn from that person who's writing within your same genre. So I think prepare. You can't prepare enough. Certainly things are spontaneous when you get to the conference, and things may change. And I've always had difficulty where I need to change a room for a session or something like that. But we'll make it happen. It always happens. But planning ahead of time is going to help a little bit.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And some other things I'll throw in there are things that you might not be thinking about right away. You know, there's this tendency to get so buried in, well, which session am I going to attend and when? But then the day of, you get there and you're like, oh, I should have worn, for example, more comfortable shoes. Make sure that you dress comfortably. Bring a phone charger or a laptop charger if you plan on taking notes. There's a whole list of things, actually, that were covered in a previous episode of the show with John Adamus for listeners. Go back, I believe it is episode 23, I want to say. John has a great long list of things to be prepared for at a conference to make sure that you are, not with sore toes at the end of the day.
Oh, I like that. I want to hear that one.
Yeah, I'll get you a link to that one when it's all over. I think it's episode 23. It's in the early 20s, but it's the one with John Adamus. It's all about writerly etiquette and professionalism, which I thought was a great topic from him. And we did talk a little bit about conferences there as well.
You're absolutely right about the etiquette at conferences. Thanks for mentioning that. These are professionals, everybody, both attendees and the speakers and the agents, everyone is a professional. And, you know, approaching an agent while they're on the way to the restroom may not be the best idea.
Yeah.
You know, just there's a little bit of etiquette involved, and you got to realize these folks are working really hard for these 4 days and they just need a little bit of a break. Certainly approaching them after a session is great, but they need a little privacy too. And we do like to mention that just kind of there's a right time to approach an agent and a speaker. So I'm sure the podcast you're talking about, this person probably mentioned that also. So
yeah, we certainly have. I think we have a few good minutes in that podcast where we talk all about how not to be that guy.
Yeah, thanks.
Right. Yep, exactly. So very cool. Well, we've covered a lot here so far, but one of the things that you mentioned earlier were these success panels. And I think that a lot of that comes from the fact that this conference year after year, and I'm sure many others as well, you get a lot of repeat attendees. And so you kind of have this opportunity to see how people are progressing along their journey to publication or whatever it is that they feel their journey is in the world of writing. So with that in mind, are there any success stories that you would like to share about authors whose journeys you've had a chance to witness?
Yeah, we have a lot of them. And I just jotted down a few. I don't want to say their last names because I don't want to. All these people will be at the conference. So I'll just say we heard, in fact, today from Sarah, who sold her young adult contemporary novel after being part of a critique group with us. She attended Writers Institute 2 years in a row. She's been part of our other events. She continued to work with our faculty and also with a novel planning group, et cetera, over about 3 or 4 years. So this is a process. This could happen overnight, but it generally doesn't. It's working with our faculty and all of these events that we have. So we're just thrilled about that. Kimberly has had huge ebook success. This started about 4 or 5 years ago. She's now selling like 10,000 copies every 6 months.
Wow.
Of her series. Rose, 80 years old, first published at 80, and it is an amazing memoir.
Awesome.
We have a doctor who from UW Hospital who has a great book about a cancer guidebook, everything that just the regular person should know. Dave, he wrote a great memoir about his time in Australia, and I could go on and on. So we really love to hear from people who are finding success, because that's what we're here for.
And I'll throw one more name on that list only because it is someone that's also appeared on the show. And she was, in fact, on one of the success panels at last year's Institute. And that is Barbara Britton, who was on for episode 23, where we talked about the soundtrack to a writer's journey. And that episode, speaking of success, actually turned out to be our most listened to episode. So we had some really nice synergy with Barbara on the success panel at the Institute and then some great listenership success here over on the WritesCast.
And Barbara will be selling, she has, I believe, a series of three amazing books, and she will be signing and selling her books this year. She has been a guest, she was on the success panel, you're right, and she is also extremely articulate and extremely generous with her time in sharing how she found her publishing success. So wonderful, wonderful writer.
Yeah, absolutely. And the insight that she had, you know, both at that success panel and back in, hers actually was episode 23. The one I referenced earlier with John Adamus was episode 21, so I'll put that correction out into the ether. But yeah, Barbara had a lot of really wonderful things to share about her own writer's journey, and I think that there's something to be said for just having the opportunity to understand and learn about someone's journey to see how, you know, it compares to our own so that there's an opportunity to bond there, but also see where it might be different. Because like you've said, there's no one right way to do this, and that's, I think, one of the great takeaways that we always have from these conferences.
And she has a very specific genre. She has really, really almost put her not almost, she has put her mark. She has embraced, it's Christian fiction, memoir almost, biography. I mean, she's really done a great job at creating that for herself. Her, what she wanted to write about, she made it happen. And I think that's something that all writers should think about as we explore more genres and hybrid, you know, genre hybrids, you know, moving and merging and working with new ways of telling stories. It's all unique, it's all different, and if you want to do it and that's your passion, go ahead.
Yes, certainly. And those are the kinds of things that we might not learn about unless we're attending a conference. And of course, now we've had an opportunity to discuss some of the things that make the Institute in particular great, and conferences in general, just awesome opportunities to get out into the community. So if you're a listener out there right now, let's say we've got someone who's really excited about attending either the Institute or a conference in general, but they're maybe listening to this episode not at the time of year for the annual Institute, or they're on the other side of the country. I mean, what are some ways that a writer can get involved in our local community here in the Midwest? And if you have any other suggestions for other conferences, feel free to throw those out there as well.
Yeah, we, through the UW Division of Continuing Studies Writing Department, we offer online courses. You can start at any time. So if you want to write your book proposal, that's there for you. If you want to develop your characters a little bit more, that's all online all the time. We have this conference in the spring. We have a wonderful week. Long retreat called Right by the Lake, and that happens usually the third week in June, and that's where you spend the first 4 or 5 hours of the day in the classroom, and then in the afternoon continue to write, come back the next day, everybody talks about their writing. So it's a real writing retreat. And then finally in the fall we have a weekend called Weekend with Your Novel, and that is what it is, craft. Only craft, writing, how to get that novel tuned up or how to get it started. Then we come back to the Writers Institute, and that's the place annually every spring where we get the agents, because of everything you've worked on throughout the year, this is the opportunity to get it marketed and get it sold. So I would say that any other conferences that are really wonderful to attend would be, if you have a chance, Willamette Writer Conference in Portland, Oregon is one of the best writing conferences in the world. There's also tons of them in New York City and Miami and such. So any writing conference that you have the opportunity to go to, I say go ahead and do that. But as far as the Midwest, we are the premier writing conference here now. There have been a couple that have happened in Chicago, but not to the degree, they're like one day and such, not to the degree of what we've been able to offer. So we're here for you year round. We'll look at your query letter for free.
Oh, look at that.
That's there all the time because we just want to be here for the community, for writers.
And if you are a listener to this episode who's interested in checking out some of these classes, the website where you can find all of this is continuingstudies.wisc.edu/writing, if I'm not mistaken. So that's continuingstudies.wisc.edu/writing. And you can find everything that Lori just talked about on that site.
Great. Thank you for that.
So we've had an opportunity to explore all of these great offerings that the Institute has, as well as conferences in general. But before we bring this episode to a close, do you have any last words of encouragement or insight on conferences that you'd like to give to listeners who might still be on the fence?
Yeah, I want to say, and I say this all the time, we're going to go back to success, but no fear of success. I believe writers keep themselves, they're the ones that keep themselves behind in that they think they're not good enough, they can't do this, and they realize that if they actually do sell their book, their life is going to change. Yes, it is. You will be a published author, and that's a good thing. So don't let that scare you. And you'd be surprised how many writers I work with that get to that point where they just need to do a little bit of an edit, and they just, because they're afraid, they don't do it. They're afraid that, oh, and you know what? It's going to be so great when you're actually published. So I'm saying to everyone, embrace it. No fear of success.
I will say that your statement there, no fear of success, is something I believe I heard you say at a conference, however many years ago it was, I went to my first Institute, and it really stuck with me. And you know, I'll say this, that is something that I kept in the back of my head as I pushed my way through writing draft after draft and doing query after query. And then with the breakthrough success I've had to kick off 2018 and getting a couple of contracts signed for publication, that's just been, there's that reward is there. You just have to keep going. So don't be afraid of success, just like Lori says.
Yay! Good for you. I'm so happy when I hear that, because that breakthrough, it's not easy, I know. But once you do it, then you realize, yeah, I got this. And you'll continue to keep publishing and be happy and share your work with the world, and they'll share theirs with you. And it's wonderful.
It really is. Well, thank you, Lori, very much for joining me on this episode of the RightsCast.
Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Yeah, I look forward to attending. That's all for my interview of Lori Scheer, director of the UW-Madison Writers Institute. Thanks to Lori for joining me on the show, to you listeners for tuning in, and, as always, thanks to wise mentor Kristen Oakley, whose support of the show at $3 per episode over at patreon.com/rightscast gets her a great number of perks, some of which are also available to patrons at $1 or $2 per episode. If you're a fan of the show who feels its perspectives add value to your writing, and you'd also like to get in on awesome patron perks like RightsCast stickers and votes in patrons' choice polls, you can become a RightsCast patron at patreon.com/rightscast. I'd love to see you there. To stay in touch with the show prior to the next episode's release, you can follow us on Twitter at @IamRRCampbell or @RightsCast. Or you can sign up for monthly updates on the show along with other writerly news at rrcampbellwrites.com/newsletter. Again, that's rrcampbellwrites.com/newsletter. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back later this month with another episode for your listening pleasure. But until then, you know what to do. Write on and write well.